Hello, everyone, and welcome to our live feed update for February 17th. Good morning. It's a good morning. It's a very good morning because there was an excellent HOH competition last night with an excellent outcome, I think. But we are here to wrap up everything from the feeds, tell you all of the things that happened yesterday. And I have a great guest with me today. It's Saturday, so you know who it is. It's Liana Boris. How are you doing, Liana?
I'm good. Happy to be here. I was really inspired last night by Shannon Elizabeth and her whole rhino poaching speech. So I'm going to try rhino poaching for the first time. Super excited. Or at least I assume that was the point of her speech. I don't know. I zoned out. The episode was so boring. But, you know, first, here to talk Big Brother. So let's get into it.
Yes. Lots of rhino talk and elephant talk. There have been the pictures have been floating around. Rachel and Brendan on an elephant on The Amazing Race. Jess and Cody were just part of The Amazing Race. And I don't think they did the elephant, but, you know, elephants abound. So yesterday, before the live eviction, we had Mark and James talking. They were talking about how, you know, we've got each other's backs. We got to make sure we go to the end together because just so you know, James, I think Ross can beat you in the end. So you need to go to the end with me. And I think James is actually pretty on board with that. I think James genuinely does want to go with Mark.
Yeah, I think, there's a lot of talk about them really being a super tight pair, which we haven't seen a whole lot of. And in comparison, I think Brandy, Ari as a pair and then Marissa and Ross stand out a little bit more as a pair. But Mark and James spend a lot of time together. They work out all the time together. So, I can really see them moving forward together. Although James is an interesting character because I think depending on where the power goes, you know, he could shift and sort of change on a dime. So I think in his ideal scenario, Mark is the person to go with him. But, you know, whether or not that ends up happening is going to be up to who wins HOH.
Yes. James has been a very reactive player. Mark even more so. So we'll just see where that ends up. Ross did some more terrible jury management during the day, talking to Shannon. Hey, I'm not the one that betrayed you. I'm not the one that made this move. And you're going to see when you go out of the house, I could have backdoored you last week and I didn't. Totally my decision to not do that. I don't know what he's thinking. I feel like he must genuinely believe the lie at this point, because why even bother? She's going to watch these things as soon as she gets out of the house.
This blows my mind. Look, I understand that, you know, Zeke was talking about this last night. How do you manage the jury, right? When the jury can go home and they can watch all the tapes, right? So somebody who is just telling the truth and being inoffensive might get votes, but then how do you, you know, still play the game and still lie to people and do that at the same time, right? Okay, I get that. But why is Ross piling on and just making things, I feel like, so much worse for himself, right? I mean, I don't know how to manage this jury. I don't know what exactly the strategy you should use to get people on your side, but I know what you should not do. And it's what Ross is doing. I genuinely don't understand it. And then him, you know, trying to say, screw the game. You know, you've inspired me to be a better person. I'm going to go vegan once a week now that I know I'm never going to ride an elephant. I don't know, whatever, like whatever the things that he's saying, you know, you make me a better person. And then when Shannon says, well, you know, to both Ross and Marissa, you could get the votes. I only need four people to stay. And it's like dead silent. Completely. I was so awkward. So I don't know how Ross thinks that this is something that's going to benefit him because she can go home and watch everything. So really, it just baffles me what he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the ways that you have to manage this kind of jury is by playing a somewhat Dr. Mike from Survivor talked about it, justifiable morals and ethics when you're playing the game, where like if he had a reason to lie here, if it was like Shannon had this like diabolical amount of information that could bury Ross's game and he needs to keep her in the dark about his involvement in this plan because otherwise she will ruin his game. I get now why you have to keep her in the dark. But she has no more information. She has spilled everything already. She is on her way out the door. you can be as honest with her as you like. You can be like, yeah, I was actually going to backdoor you last week. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I was lied to. Maybe I was mistaken. But I'm too committed at this point. I'm just doing what I feel like is best for my game. I'm sorry. You were too threatening to me. And I'm sorry if that's cowardice. Like, you just have to be upfront about it. But instead, that's the thing. I think he's not even being upfront about it with himself. And because of that, like, he doesn't want to feel like he was mistaken. He doesn't want to feel that guilt. So he's coming up with anything he can to be like, no, this is not my fault. In many ways, this is your fault, Shannon.
Yeah, I think that's what he has to be doing, right? I mean, that's the only way that he can sort of be justifying it to himself, make himself feel better. And so then he just goes along with whatever concoction he sort of made up in his brain about what actually happened, because he does keep referencing the tapes. Oh, Shannon, when you get out, you'll be able to see that, you know, I didn't do this. I didn't do this. I'm like, do you remember what happened? I don't think you do. So I think part of this game being so fast, it is such a blur. Even to the people in the house, it seems that they don't really remember everything that happened or how certain events went down.
It's funny because I feel like that is the exact same mentality that cost Paul the game, where, like, I think when Paul was lying to people in his goodbye messages and even to their face on their way out the door, most of the time, I think that was for his own well-being. He, like, we saw what happened when he had to confront Alex with his betrayal. He was in tears. He couldn't face it. And that's because, like, it's hard to, like, admit to yourself that you're betraying somebody without coming up with a bunch of justifications or pretending it's not happening. It's hard to own that. I think Ross is having the same sort of trouble.
What I think is so funny is that there is a super clear justifiable reason that Ari and Brandy have used as to why Shannon needs to go home. Look no further than responsibilities, right?
Yeah.
She is the strongest. I mean, right? Like, you take out a target like that. That's all he would need to say. And for some reason, you know, whether or not it's the delusions in his own head or whatever scenario that he's made up, you know, he's just not doing that. And I can definitely see the similarities to Paul and how, you know, even though that jury was sequestered, it's still a very similar thing. And oh my gosh, those goodbye messages from the episode yesterday, it was so funny watching Shannon's reaction to all of them, because you could tell how seriously she took everybody, right? So, because in response to Omarosa, she's looking off to the side to the crowd like, are you kidding me? This, like, this woman. And then to Ross, you can see, like, she's trying to smile, but she's just kind of smirking like, ooh, no, like, I know. And then, of course, she loves Meta. Who doesn't love Meta? This is when he wins. So, that just adds, I think, to the evidence that she's taking this in a way that is going to negatively affect Ross.
Yeah. And, I could be wrong, but I do see Shannon as the kind of player who will look at the game and be very angry and want reasons to not vote for the people that betrayed her. But if she looks at people like Ari and Brandy and she sees, like, yeah, you know what, this probably was the best move for them. It's, and they were upfront with me. They never really lied about their motives or about what they were doing. I have to grudgingly respect that, as opposed to Ross, where it's like, this might not have even been the best move for him. And he was, like, not necessarily lying to me about it and then talking bad about my react, like making fun of the way I reacted to it and how upset I was. I don't see that vote ever coming his way.
No, I don't think so either. And I think that Ross sort of has this expectation of, oh, game's going to recognize game. But yeah, like you said, that was not a good move for Ross. He was saved by Keisha wanting to go home. And you know what? Shannon is a human. She can get her feelings hurt and can be upset. And I don't think that's not totally invalid. She's allowed to have her feelings. And I just see no way that Shannon would vote for Ross. And the fact that, you know, we're going to have the vote in what, like a week? You know, 9 days or whatever. So it's not like she can go cool down, have some time to sort of think about, oh, yes, you know, Ross did really play a really strong game. He does deserve my vote. You know, it's just going to happen back to back to back.
And I don't know how this jury is going to work, but Shannon is a potentially dangerous person to have against you in the jury, because if people like Chuck and Keisha, who I don't imagine are going to be following much of the feeds or even the show.
How dare
like, you? Like, you know, they're sitting outside of the game. They probably don't want much to do with it at this point. Who are they going to come to when they're like, all right, so who's playing the best game? Shannon, you're a fan of this stuff. Like, what do you think? I feel like she could be influential with the jury, just being like, hey guys, I watched all the feeds. I have all the information. Let me, you know, tell you who, you know, who's been playing what and who's said what about you. And, I could see her having a large amount of influence.
I think that's a possibility. I think though that Chuck and Keisha in particular are going to go with who are they friends with in the house, you know, or just like who, you know, Chuck's like, oh, you know, Mark was my buddy, you know, like I'm just going to vote whoever he votes for. So it's going to be really interesting to see how it shakes down, because you have this weird mix of people who don't care, people who care very much so, and people who didn't care at first, but now they care. So they sort of have these like three different pockets of people. And so how they're going to vote is going to be really interesting to see at the end.
Yes, very, very interesting. All right, so Shannon makes a couple more attempts to stay in the house. She talks even with James, saying like, listen, I know Mark is your ride or die, but you still want to keep me? And he was like, I mean, if everyone else was, sure, I'd give you my vote. But otherwise, I don't think so.
James is hilarious because he is sometimes just brutally honest about stuff. And that is really nice to see, you know, because Ross is saying, oh, I'll consider voting out Mark. James is like, nah, you know, if we have the numbers, I'll do it. But otherwise, no. You know, I've seen him lie a couple of times, like he lies to Omarosa later on in the day. But anyway, yeah, James is hilarious. I'm actually happy that he did end up staying after that first vote.
Yeah. And again, it's like it's a stark contrast to Ross, who's like, I never wanted you out. Like, I'm still on your side. And then she's like, OK, well, if that's the case, we have the votes. We can keep me. And he's like, oh, but I'm not the HOH. So
it's not like, on me.
Hollow.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was that moment where it was a complete silence after she suggested it, because it's feasible, right? Who knows what Meta World Peace is going to do? And if Mark is, you know, oh, I guess Mark's on the block, but James, you know, if you can get James's vote, right? It's totally plausible. Russ, like, oh, I don't know. You know, I'm not the HOH, not the HOH. This is why you say you are a huge threat. And this is why I'm taking you out. It just doesn't make sense to me. So I don't know. We'll see. Although, yeah, Ross, Lord.
Yes. Omarosa had a conversation with Brandy where she talked about going after the guys. I imagine this is Omarosa doing more of her hedging. Brandy lets Omarosa know, yeah, James would probably be my target, but, you know, I'd probably nominate you next to him, though, like as a pawn or something. like they're really at this point, just completely like, Omarosa is never going to win anything. We don't need to be afraid of Omarosa.
Yeah. Well, and it's really funny because Omarosa is doing that thing where she's hedging her bets. She's just trying to prepare, you know, oh, we got to get the girls back together, get that girls alliance. I still want a woman to win in the end. And Brandy is always like, oh, you know, Omarosa's never going to win. Later on, Omarosa's the one who wins HOH. So it's really funny that sort of came full circle.
Yes. So Shannon is evicted in the live eviction, and Brandy casts this hinky vote or sympathy vote, whatever you might want to call it. She votes to keep Shannon. And then we go into the HOH competition, which Omarosa wins in the process, making a deal with James. I imagine this will be part of the episode, but might be worth flashing back to when Omarosa wins. It's pretty amusing. She starts to make a deal with James. He's like, you're not going to target me. She's like, I have other targets. And if you watch in the quad view, you can see the crowd as she says that. And Marissa is just like, and Ross is like,
yes. Oh my gosh. Team Good Feeds definitely won last night, because Omarosa is handling this in such a beautiful way of just this sort of silent, not talking to anybody, vague, I have targets kind of nonsense. Oh my gosh. It's so good, because she doesn't have really any concrete conversations later on that night, and everybody is terrified of her. It is so funny.
Yes. James is saying I'll take that deal. I'm feeling really sore and I'm in a lot of pain. I just want to see how long I can stay up though. And Omarosa's like, wait a minute. No. You don't get to take the deal if you stay up here. And then she starts counting him down. 10, 9, 8. 7. And then he eventually jumps off. Very, very fun with Omarosa. In the process of this HOH competition happening, Ari lets people know that Brandy was this vote. Brandy had apparently let her know that she had done that. And Ari is not happy about it. And nor should she be, nor should any of them be. Like, I don't know exactly what Brandy's intentions were here. Later on, she claims that it was just a spur of the moment. She felt bad and she voted Shannon kind of thing. But what it looks like to everyone else is I went behind you guys' back and voted for Shannon so that she'll give me her jury vote and not give you her jury vote.
Yeah, exactly. This causes so much paranoia amongst the group of Marissa, Ross, and Ari, and then of course, you know, Brandy in the mix. And it's funny because we talk about like perception is reality, and Brandy is being perceived as somebody who threw this hinky vote, sympathy vote, whatever, to try and get Shannon's vote in the end. But from watching Brandy, just seeing her reaction, I think she really did do it out of sympathy. I don't think that this is some premeditated, I'm going to try and garner, you know, votes at the end, just because I'm sorry, somebody who says to Omarosa's face, I'm going to put you up like next to James, even though James is my target. You know, that's such bad gameplay. I can't imagine her sort of thinking, okay, I'm going to try to use this technique to get Shannon's vote at the end. So I think that Brandy really did do it out of pure sympathy, but it's not having a good reaction on Ari in particular, who is really upset. And then Marissa, who's just so shocked. And then Ross, who's trying to keep everybody happy because he knows they're not in power. They can't, you know, fracture right now. And throw each other under the bus, or at least that's not, you know, not what he wants. So the fallout, you know, all happened last night. So many conversations. It was a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. I'm definitely like, I had already kind of had this opinion after Brandy like randomly flipped and was like, well, maybe we should keep Shannon because I feel bad. But I'm definitely starting to feel like Ari is the more strategic driver in that pair. Brandy is a little bit all over the place. But potentially to their advantage here. And I don't know how much Ross or Marissa recognize this because they were fanning the flames a bit. But the fact that there is a rift between Ari and Brandy at the moment, probably a bit helpful when it comes to Omarosa, who is one HOH and has expressed interest in targeting pairs. If one pair is fractured, then they're less appealing as a delicious little target.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny because right after, during the HOH competition, when Ari just starts throwing Brandy under the bus to everybody who's on the stands as they're coming down, falling down from the competition. And in my head, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this was all planned out to make them seem like they're not together. They're not a pair, you know, because, oh, we got to target the pairs. There's all this conversation about targeting about pairs, and this is all premeditated. I don't think that was the case, but I think that it is, like you said, helping them and is going to be beneficial, you know, now that we sort of have this mentality of targeting pairs.
Yes. So this news goes around. Marissa tells Mark that she does have a weird conversation with Omarosa where like Omarosa is talking about like, do you know who it was? And Marissa is trying to pretend that she doesn't. But she also isn't like willing to commit to the act. So it's like, no, I'm not sure who, I mean, it could have been, and Omarosa is like, oh, it was probably Meta. Meta was just being crazy. And she was like, maybe it is Meta. And it's just like, it sounds so much like it was Marissa that did it in that moment. She seems so suspicious. And, she's like, but then, and then she realizes it and she's like, oh, but it wasn't me. It wasn't me. Like she stopped. The mysterious act and it's like, oh wait a minute, hold on, it wasn't me though.
And then later on she tries to cover her tracks even more, so she's talking to Brandy and Omarosa is like walking by and Marissa says clearly louder than she needs to, you voted voted for Mark or something like that. So, you know, the ideas that Omarosa would hear, it's like, okay, girl, calm down.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's Marissa. So everybody at this point basically knows. And there is a bit of a confrontation that happens. They were talking about it and Brandy, you know, came up and she was like, are you guys upset about this? And they were like, yeah, a little bit. And Marissa says, I was shocked. She's like, Brandy, shocked. I am shocked at your use of the word shocked. That's a harsh word to use. Shocked. Oh my God.
That's the new meme. Oh, I'm shocked. When Omarosa puts her up on the block, I'm shocked.
That's some shady boots right there.
Oh, great. Yes. Maybe that can replace it. We'll add it to our lexicon. It'll be perfect.
Yeah.
That conversation was so funny also because when Brandy is like, I'll just leave the alliance. She's like, I don't care. I'll just leave. And then, you know, she's like, I don't, there was some quote that I thought was really funny. You know, you guys can be mad at me if you want. Marissa's like, oh, you know, I'm not mad. And then Ari's, I'm disappointed. You know, the classic, like, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed.
Yeah. Brandy really was just like, in her best Shannon impression, was just like, fine, I'll just go. I don't even like this anymore. This is dumb. She was very upset.
Yeah, she was. She was really upset. I don't know if that was, you know, the wine talking a little bit, if she really felt that way. I mean, she was already feeling emotional. She felt bad for Shannon. So then I don't know, piling all of this on. And she did come close to winning. She dropped, I think third to last after, you know, she was the one who was between Omarosa and James. She dropped right before that. So I don't know. She was just very emotional. I'm still waiting for full blanketing from somebody, but definitely this whole being pouty, I'm just going to quit thing is rampant in the house.
Yeah, pretty much. Keep her away from the wine, I guess. I don't know what she's, she might escape the house like Meta.
Oh my gosh, I still have this mental image of them hopping over the fence and then being chased by golf carts in the CBS lot. I imagine Brandy with a glass of wine in her hand, just like booking it down the street. I love it.
I liked when Rob was asking Brent, like, so what did Meta do after he like just run around the parking lot? Like what is he doing?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, because I'm sure Meta is like, where is he going? Is just sort of this like lost puppy running around. You know, he would have hopped in the closest car. I don't know. No one knows. Just,
like running as like all the way to his house. Finally, we also got Omarosa really didn't talk to anyone about her plans, but she did talk to herself. In typical Omarosa fashion, and what I know that she knows is going to make for great television, she sets herself up at the chessboard in the HOH room and grabs all the pieces and starts talking in, you know, this terrifying voice about like, all right, so if I do this, if I put him here, if I put these two up, then these people will vote for these people. And you know this is going to get turned into an evil Omarosa montage.
Oh my gosh, yes, the perfect evil villain. It's the combination of the slow yet very direct manner of speech and the tone that she uses and just this, you know, sinister chess piece movie. You know, I mean, because like Skittles are one thing, but chess pieces, I think, have a little bit more gravitas. So yeah, That's really what she's going for. And I mean, come on, she knows what Ross and Marissa are going up, right? I mean, I have to imagine that that's what she's thinking, but she's playing out all the scenarios, you know, see what's going to happen. I have to talk to Meta. What will Meta do? Do I backdoor Ross? It was
dramatic.
Horrible. So yeah. Dramatic.
the main things that seemed to come across were, she plans on keeping her deal with James. She doesn't plan on nominating him at all. Obviously, Meta is nowhere near her target list. She did mention Mark a few times, but I don't think that's happening. She says Ross is definitely going up. It seems like Ross is the main target. And then the most popular combination of nominations seemed to be for her, Ross and Marissa. And then if the veto was used, then Brandy goes up in one of their places. Ari seems like she's gotten away with this. Didn't seem like Ari was one of the potential nominees. So it looks like some combination of Ross, Marissa, or Brandy will be up for nomination. However, this veto twist could change things depending on which veto is chosen. If I had to guess, I would say that that Ross is in trouble. However, as you know, she's counting these votes. The vote could be interesting no matter what happens, because if Ross is up on the block against Brandy, you know, he does have Marissa. He probably has James and Mark. And so Ross probably stays, Brandy goes. If Ross is against Marissa, it's, you know, James and Mark probably siding with Ross because he's a guy at the very least. But then Ari and Brandy, who could potentially side with Marissa in that circumstance. And then it is down to meta as to who would leave between Ross and Marissa. And Ross does have a good relationship with meta, but if Omarosa would prefer meta to vote out Ross, I don't know what he does.
It's funny because, yeah, so we're going to have five people voting this week. And with someone like Meta, who is such a wild card, no one know. You know, I don't know. Maybe he hopped over the fence. Maybe he's not even going to make it to the voting ceremony. I don't know. Maybe he's going to vote incorrectly. It's so hard because if he is somehow in a position of a swing vote, which is why I do think Omarosa, yes, it was for the cameras, but I would do the same thing, trying to figure out, you know, where are people going to vote? Can I really trust Meta? Can I tell him how to vote and believe that he will follow through on that? I think regardless, unless it's some situation where we have a pawn next to a target, maybe Mark some reason ends up, you know, up there. I think that the vote could be really interesting if it's between Ross, Marissa, Ross, Brandy, even Marissa, Brandy. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see how the cards fall and, you know, and who actually does end up going home.
Yes. And Omarosa ends that chess session by saying, I need to talk to Meta.
Yes, Meta World Peace is the true linchpin in this situation. It's funny because, you know, we went through this season where the wild cards, the kind of the randos of Mark, who's a floater, and Meta, who's insane, you know, they were the minority of the voters. And now they play such a big role in what's going to end up happening. So definitely Omarosa saying, I got to talk to Meta again. So dramatically, you know, she deserves her like her own veil to be so dramatic. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens today and what conversations, if any, she ends up having with people.
Yes. So this veto twist, I've been asked by some people, like, can we break down the different options and sort of like let people know, you know, if you're rooting for this person, you might want this one, that kind of thing. I think there are different elements to the different vetoes. The first veto is the diamond power veto, where the veto winner gets to not only remove someone from the block, but also choose the replacement. So if you are not a fan of Omarosa and you really want Omarosa to suffer and you don't want her agenda to go through, I guess diamond power veto is probably the one you want to choose, because it will give somebody the power to put up somebody like Mark or Meta, or someone along those lines, to take one of them out instead of one of the core four. So if you're a fan of even James could potentially go up with the diamond power of veto. In fact, James probably would. They would probably take James out if anyone but James won that. So if you want to see James or potentially somebody like Meta or Mark go home, diamond power veto is probably your choice. If you don't, avoid the diamond power veto. Do you concur with my assessment there?
Yeah, I mean, I think the diamond power veto takes power away from the HOH. So if you're trying to think, okay, who is the HOH, Omarosa, and then who is most likely to be aligned with her or working with her, it does seem to be, you know, a James or potentially, you know, a Meta Mark. I mean, it's also hard because we have a number of factors when we talk about all of these vetoes, because you have, okay, who's actually going to go up and then who wins it? Because depending on whose hands it could be a good or a bad thing for a player that you're rooting for. So I think, you know, we'll talk about this, who generally we think it's going to benefit or hinder, but there's still, depending on who wins it, you know, it could change.
Yes. Obviously there are a whole bunch of different possibilities that could occur. But in general, I think with the diamond power, like, you know, if James wins it, he's probably going to at most he'll put up Meta and they'll try to get Meta out. And if somebody, like, for the most part, I think it will be, you know, it'll be, if the diamond power of Vito, it will either just reinforce Omarosa's plans and take out one of those, the core four of Brandy, Ari, Ross, Marissa, or somebody else will win it and have the option to take out somebody outside of that core four. Probably James, potentially Meta. I think those are the two people that would be most likely to get hit by it. So then we have the VIP veto, which again could be disastrous for Omarosa's plans. The VIP veto, you can either save one person or both people, or neither of them, from the block, forcing the HOH to renom potentially both of their nominees. So this is a situation where if she did put up Ross and Marissa, the veto could be used on both of them, and then all of a sudden it's Ari and Brandy up on the block. So if you are a Ross or Marissa fan, this is probably the one you want to have happen, because it gives them the most opportunity to both be safe from the block and potentially shift the target over to Brandy or Ari. This is another thing that could backfire and end up with somebody like James being on the block. If Omarosa is like, wow, this is really not going my way, maybe I should just take a side route and go with James or something along those lines. But again, this is something that's really going to mess up Omarosa's plans and potentially keep Ross and Marissa safe.
Yeah, I think the another one that we're going to talk about, the spotlight veto, may be more so beneficial to Ross and Marissa. But what's interesting about this VIP veto is the fact that you can use it, the winner can use it once, then wait for a replacement nominee before deciding if they want to use it a second time. So or at least that's what the Big Brother bot, robot, whatever, told me. So and I believe it. So that actually throws a really interesting wrench in in this, because you could, I don't know if this is true, but you use the veto on somebody, the Omarosa puts up someone else, you could then use the veto on them, I think, if you can use it a second time. So I think that that's a really weird sort of interesting wrench to be thrown in this. And this is why I'm having a hard time predicting, okay, what veto do I think is going to be most beneficial? Because like that could be used in so many different ways. You know, there's so many permutations of how that could turn out. So I don't really know what to say or who, you know, what to recommend about this VIP veto.
Yeah. It's, I mean, either way, like this is like no matter what veto we choose here, it's going to be dangerous for Omarosa's plans, obviously, because all of these are more powerful than a normal veto. That is an interesting wrinkle. I don't know how, like, I'm not sure who would use it on, who would win it and then use it on one person and then veto the replacement. assuming that, because again, we don't even know for sure what Omarosa's plans are, which makes this even more difficult, but assuming that Ross and Marissa are on the block and the veto is won by even somebody like Ross, he takes himself off the block. He's replaced with Brandy. He probably then saves Marissa as well. And then Ari probably goes up and then Brandy probably goes home. If anybody else wins the veto, there could be a situation where like Ari or Brandy win the veto and then they use it twice. So like they take down Ross and then like say Brandy wins it, she takes down Ross, Marissa or Omarosa nominates Ari to replace Ross, and then Brandy, you know, vetoes Ari and she comes down, and now all of a sudden Omarosa has to nominate either James, Mark or Meta. In which case any of them will be going home, because those four will probably stick together and vote out the other person.
Right. I think the VIP veto is probably because, so it doesn't have to be used, but if you have the group of four and they're really going to stick together, the Ross, Marissa, Brandy, Ari group, that probably is the best to save that foursome. Because I think, like you said, if any one of those four wins it, it definitely gets used and potentially is a situation where if you can do that, wait and then take that next person off, we could potentially end up with someone like Mark or Meta or James on the block. But yeah, I mean, again, I think if Meta wins it, well, who knows what Meta's going to do, but if Mark wins it or if James or Omarosa wins it, I have to imagine they're not going to use it.
Probably so. I could see James preferring to take out either Ari or Brandy over Ross and Marissa. But I don't know if he would prefer that so much that he's willing to like use a double veto in order to make it happen. But either way, I think, you know, if your team get Ross or Marissa out or team Omarosa, I think you probably want to avoid these first two options. I think that these two options have the most amount of potential to keep them safe and keep that whole foursome safe. Because if any of those four win the diamond, then they're going to nominate probably James, send James out. If any of those four win the VIP, then they're probably going to use it twice and send out maybe Mark if Omarosa keeps her word and doesn't nominate James. Then we have the spotlight veto, which forces you to use the veto. And this is another game changing kind of thing, because another thing that could probably save Ross or Marissa, but it would potentially take out somebody like Brandy. So if the spotlight veto is chosen and basically anybody wins it, even if they wanted to take Ross out, they would have to veto Marissa. And then I'm assuming Brandy goes up in her place, and Brandy probably is the one that gets sent home, as we discussed with that voting scenario.
Yeah, this, if you are team Ross and Marissa, I think the spotlight veto is the one you want to go for. But you have to be willing then to lose someone like Brandy, because in this scenario, like you said, it has to be used. So whoever is up on the block, one of them will be taken off. Regardless. So if you want Ross to stay or you want Marissa to stay, definitely vote for this one. But if you are, you know, that group of rooting for that group of four, rooting for Brandy, rooting for Ari, definitely avoid the spotlight veto.
Yes. So to put it in simpler terms, and again, this is without knowing exactly what Omarosa even plans to do, let alone what if she changes her mind. Under what we assume are Omarosa's current plans are, the diamond power veto, I think, is most likely going to result in somebody like James potentially going home, or could result in somebody like Ross. I think the diamond power veto would be either James is going home or one of Ross or Marissa is going home. Those are the three people in danger with the diamond power veto in play, given the current layout of the house, as far as I can see.
Yeah, I think also, though, we have to consider who is most likely to win the veto. So we know that Omarosa, and then again, assuming Marissa and Ross are going to be up on the block, they're going to be playing, and then it's going to be some subset of the rest of them. So, you know, if I had to put my money on somebody, it would be James, but we don't know necessarily that he would be voting or he would be playing even in the competition, which would change the scenarios and the outcomes. So that's just something else to keep in mind.
Yes. And I mean, it is possible that maybe James wins it and decides to put up Brandy or something like that. So, you know, things can happen.
Oh, but my God. It'd be hilarious. I know you can't put yourself up, but let's say Meta wins and then nominates himself.
Yes. So anyway, diamond power veto. I think if any of the four win it, I think James is going home. If James wins it, potentially somebody like Brandy, but also maybe our Ross or Marissa. And then if anyone else wins it, I think it's Ross or Marissa. Then with the VIP veto, if any of the core four wins it again, this time it'll probably be Mark, assuming Omarosa keeps her word, but I don't know if she's willing to do that. So it could be Mark or James, depending on how Omarosa swings. And then if anybody else wins it, it's probably going to be, again, either Ross or Marissa, with the potential of maybe Brandy getting shot there. And you know, Omarosa could change her mind and switch in Ari for Brandy, and we could lose Ari instead. But at the moment, it does seem like Brandy is the one in danger. And then with the spotlight veto, I think we're most likely to lose Brandy in that situation, or potentially Ari. But I see James remaining pretty safe in that one. So if you're a James fan, you probably want to go. You'll probably want to go spotlight. I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's a fair summation of all of the different situations we could see ourselves in. But, you know, with Omarosa also, I said, oh, for sure, Ross and Marissa are the two people who are going up. But Omarosa lies so much more than she tells the truth. So really, I have, you know, we could be completely off base. I think that that's still the truth. But yeah, the whole James deal, it seems she's sticking with it for now. But, you know, who knows in 2 days when the one of these vetoes gets used and, you know, she has an opportunity to put him up, you know, who knows?
Yeah, it's a weird situation. If you're team, I want things to not be influenced by a twist.
Go for the spotlight veto.
Yeah. Then probably the VIP veto, because it has the option to not be used. And I think there are people that wouldn't use it. And even if they did use it, they have the option to just use it once. There's a lot more like give and take. They might negotiate with Omarosa. They might try and figure out, you know, who she wants out. But no matter what happens here, there's going to be some kind of shift. And it's unfortunate that this twist landed on a power shift week or cycle. I feel like this always happens. Like these stupid twists, they always interfere with the natural course of Big Brother power shifting. And that's what's been screwing up our seasons for the last like 5 seasons. And it's so frustrating.
Oh, you're so passionate. It's adorable. And that's what's so funny is that it is the week where we're seeing this huge power shift. Although just to clarify, I'm pretty sure the Diamond Power veto doesn't have to be used either. The spotlight is the only one that absolutely has to be used. I think that the VIP veto definitely sets up an opportunity for negotiation because you don't have control. Whereas the Diamond veto, you know, if you're the veto winner, you can decide who goes up. So there's no reason to really make deals or have any sort of strategizing with anyone else. Necessarily. Yeah. So I will say probably the VIP veto. I wish there was an option to vote just no on all of them, but Brobot didn't like my response to that. I was like, can I not vote for any of them? It was like, I don't understand what you're saying. Here's a gif of Frankie Grande. So
sounds like Big Brother production.
Yeah. So we'll see.
The Diamond Power veto is essentially nullifying Omarosa's HOH if any of those four win it, because they essentially will choose the replacement and then vote that replacement out of the game. Right. The VIP at least gives Omarosa some semblance of control. They can force her to nominate one of the three people she didn't want to nominate. But at least she has a choice in that if it comes to it.
Yeah. And this is also, you know, the VIP veto, depending on how tight that group of four remains now that they're not in power, whether or not they start to fracture, maybe, you know, Ross decides to make another big move and actually follows through with it this time and tries to throw Brandy or Ari under the bus and somehow get that involved. So we'll see. We'll see how things fall out.
Yep. I would probably give my vote to the VIP. But we'll see how it goes. I also think that would make for the more entertaining live show, just to see all, like, there are so many different possibilities that can result from that one, depending on loyalties and decisions being made. Whereas the Diamond and the Spotlight will probably have one very predictable outcome for both of them, depending on who wins. We'll see what happens.
You gotta throw up one of your polls, Karen.
That's true. I should
see how people are feeling.
Nobody reminded me.
That's what I'm here for.
It is. All right. Well, unless you have anything else, I think we are we're good.
I think that's it. You know, just here rooting for fan favorite Meta World Peace. So.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. Make sure you subscribe to the dedicated Big Brother feed on iTunes to get all of the Big Brother coverage. You can also subscribe to the reality TV wrap ups to get all of this great stuff and other stuff like the Taran show and the RuPaul coverage, the American Ninja Warrior coverage, lots of great stuff. Let's check that all out. You can find us on rapazowebsite.com. Leave a comment. You can follow me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaran. Liana is @LianaBoris. And I will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on what Omarosa's plans are. She will hopefully have talked to Meta. Then we'll be back tomorrow night to recap another episode of Big Brother Celebrity. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you next time.